Hey, y'all, Sue Compulsive Eater from Texas. Good evening. I'm just going to read the for me the OA Responsibility Pledge, which is always to extend the heart and hand of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible. Okay, cool. Now, I am just a garden variety compulsive eater, not special about me or what I do. It's just like strength and health. I've been in the room since November 2009. I've always had a sponsor, and they've always known they were my sponsor, and I'm sponsored. And so yeah, I've been doing this deal. And so I'm going to just tell you kind of how I was sponsored. And then I'm my first sponsor. I've had three sponsors. First sponsor really gave me a great foundation for this program. And so a lot of the things that I learned from that first experience, I do now. So first off, I asked a woman in the rooms. I got a sponsor really quickly because I came in my 50s and I was very precocious, very know-it-all. And I said, okay, apparently I have to get someone to guide me through these steps. So I asked this woman who wasn't the biggest, wasn't the smallest, but I liked what she shared. And I walked right up to her after my probably 2 weeks in the program and asked her. And she was like a deer in the headlights, but she did eventually take me. What she said to me was, because I had a newcomer packet at the time, back in 2009, it was a big packet, but it had those 15 questions. She said, do those 15 questions and then call me. Here's my number and we'll set up a time. Already teaching me that it was up to me if I wanted to recover and work the steps, I had to reach out to her. She wasn't going to call me. So I did that and I called her and we set up a time to meet. And so that's what I do now is I either the 15 questions or the newcomer packet, I ask my folks to go through that and we can talk. And even better, if they're willing to do the first 12 days, I do that because that gives me a chance to see kind of where they are. And it's a good overview, right? But back then we met. She asked me about how many the questions, what I answered, and didn't yes to just about all of them. And then we had a short visit about my food behaviors, why did I think I belonged here? And she actually had some other questions for me, which I still use, and she gave them to me. Things like, what do you want in a sponsor? What do you think your sponsor should do for you? Why did you ask me to sponsor you? Or why did you ask me? Are you willing to go to any lengths? There's a bunch of those that I answer to the best of my ability. I use those myself. Depending, if they're a new person, I watch some of those. And if they're returning or switching sponsors, then I change those up. And then there are some things that she required, like she wants a medically improved approved plan of eating, and then other things. She wanted me to call her every day, face-to-face meeting once a week for step work only. The call every day was to for me to get used to calling her, to use pick up that phone and just say whatever. Also like two meetings a week minimum. And maybe do this on a trial basis. So there are other things that I still use when I sponsor to kind of get people started. And this might happen right away, or it might happen after we go through those the first 12 days. But there, at some point, there is a conversation about all of this that I still use today. We went together, let's see. So I started. The first Tuesday in November, my abstinence date is November 30th of that same month. So pretty quickly, we together worked on an abstinence date. We talked about the food plan versus abstinence. We did that quickly because going through the literature. Now, I didn't want to do anything to do with the big book. So the OA 12 and 12 workbook had just come out recently. So we did that, and I'm glad because the first step in the OA 12 and 12, I think, was really crucial for me to identify with the eating behaviors and stuff like that. Eventually, of course, I use all the literature now, big book and things like that. and with my sponsees. But I meet my sponsees where they are. I mean, if again, if they're new, like kind of like read the room, Sue. If they're new, if they're this or that, things have to shift. So we talked about the difference between food pattern abstinence. Did all the literature? Do I do all the literature now? Let's see. She told me some things. She introduced the traditions right away because in our format, the third tradition, the seventh tradition, and the 12th tradition are in our format. They're written in there. So I do that with my sponsees. I point that out, and I think it talks about the traditions in the first 12 days as well. So I have that opportunity to introduce sponsees to that, and just say, hey, pay attention when you hear these things. We talked about anonymity a lot from day one. She told me, my sponsor, that if something pissed me off, bothered me about a meeting, someone sharing, blah, 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 that I could talk to her about anything. We weren't gossiping. I was going to her and saying, and we were leaving out the person's name, even if I needed to or wanted to. Of course, it took practice. But I heard this and blah, 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 blah. I had so many judgments and crap about the format, no way, and this is so stupid, it takes so long. So, but I could go to her and tell her all this, and we would talk about the message, what was triggering me and why. It was important at the beginning because I had not done my fourth and fifth step yet. I didn't know that I had patterns. I didn't know that I had all these resentments. So it was really great. And I do that with my sponsees. I tell them, you can talk to me about anything. We're not going to talk about the people. We're going to talk about what was said and what got triggered and this type of thing. So that's really important. I had my assignments were clear. She had me reading and writing page by page. So OA step one, page four, on in my notebook. I read the first page, I highlighted whatever, and then on my paper I wrote the impressions I had. What didn't, or was there anything that I got out of that? Next page, page five, same thing. The reason she did that, and I do this with my sponsees, is because she didn't want me to hear a whole story. She wanted to get right into the steps and get my impression of what was being read. And I do that, and it's so hard. Some people they don't want to write, or they can't write. And so I guess, my sponsor didn't like me typing, but I did type some of mine because it was easier for me to type sometimes than write. But writing, and I tell you what, not many people can follow that instruction. They read the page, they write a few notes in the margins, they come to me, their hourly, weekly appointment, and they say, well, I wrote this, two words in this in the side in this in the margin, and then they proceed to try to talk for 10 minutes. No, because I don't want to hear their story. And that's what my sponsor was teaching me, was not to talk about the story because the story doesn't really matter. But how do I connect with what's on the page? Very, very important. Okay, my assignments were clear. She encouraged me, and I still do this with my sponsees, to get a tribe. Find people that came in at the same time, other newcomers, start hanging out. She herself started a game night and invited a bunch of people. And then we took off from there and did things together. So because this was before COVID, of course, we just did things together, and we only had face-to-face meetings. So we saw each other. We went out after the meetings. Really encouraged me to do that. I do that as well. I can't be that my sponsee's only connection to the program. I can't work harder than they do. If I'm out of town, I'm busy. I need to be able to call, as was recommended to me, other people that I could talk to. And I encourage that in my own sponsees. Very important for everybody to have their tribe, their crew. I don't do this as much, but I find that she asked me not to shop around for answers because she found it very distracting. Kind of like, how do you do the fourth step? My sponsor's having me do it this way, and I just think it's stupid and blah, blah, blah. She just apparently had experience with that. So she told me up front, I really don't want you shopping for answers. I mean, if you don't understand something, if you're concerned, come to me. Let's talk about it. We'll find a way. So I don't maybe do that per se, but what I do say is anonymity-wise, my sponsor said, I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm sponsoring you. It's none of their business. If you want to tell somebody that I'm your sponsor, that's up to you. She said, but it's a good way to practice boundaries. And you can always ask them, why do you want to know? Because people want to get, she says, she just said, people want to get in your business and it's a distraction. So take it or leave it. I still don't do that. And I tell my sponsees the same thing. It's up to you. The other thing that she taught me and I use is that she told me that I might have some things going on that she doesn't have experience with. And that she will say, so I would like to talk to my sponsor about this if you're okay with that. Because normally, whatever we share, it's just between us, right? So I appreciated that. And I do that with my sponsees. I tell them, I don't have experience in this. So I may not have experience in everything, but I may talk to my sponsor about it, but I'll let you know. And if that's okay, then I'll do it. If not, I won't. And the same thing with other experiences of things that are going on. I may know of another fellow that has just gone through this. And I do the same thing, and I say, I just heard of a fellow who just went through this. If you're okay with that, I will ask that person, I'm not saying any names, if that person would have availability to talk to you about this. If that person says yes, I go back to my sponsee and I say, they said yes, and she said, give you your number, that type of thing. So I keep the anonymity, I stay out of gossip, and that practices anonymity for me, and it helps to show and model that for the sponsee. I did the fourth step through the big book columns, and I do that with my sponsees. However, I do borrow from the Green 15-week step study because it has some really good definitions of what that third and fourth column, those words mean, because that totally confused me. And so my sponsor, we took time to go through those as well, and she had her own list. But the list that comes with that is awesome. So I still do that. I started off just doing the resentments first and doing the fifth step on the resentments, just because I was so, I guess, a perfectionist, wanted to do it right. And having that fourth and fifth column, I mean, the third, fourth column practice that first time really helped. So that's, if my sponsees want to do it that way, I'm happy to do that. Eighth and ninth step, I use the list, and I do this with my sponsees. I don't throw away any step work. I tell them not to. We don't burn them anything, but tell them up front that we can use part of this harms list for the eighth and ninth step. So I did that. I use that. We made the list, which I do with my sponsees. Going to do the amends now, later, or never. And discuss, is it a real harm? That was a big one for me because I always, I was just feeling guilty about a lot of stuff. So helping them do that is really important. And working on, is it a face-to-face amends, telephone, living, writing a letter, go through, decide on each one of those. And then we practice, as I practiced. Very, very helpful. And I just, even as my amends started, I didn't like put everything on hold. I just kept going on to 10, 11, 12 after that. But then she would, as I do, check in with the sponsee, how are those amends coming? Where are you on that list? 10, 11, 12. So I did have the evening review questions in a Word document on my computer. She recommended I do that. And every night I would answer those questions and then the little prayer, and I would email them to her and go to bed. She may or may not mention them the next day, but she might. Now, my I have been not as successful with my sponsees in doing this. They'll do it for a while, or they I've had them do different ways. So I'm not perfect with this, and I would like to improve on that evening review process myself. But it worked good for me. And then the next one, the continuing to take personal inventory, that was the morning call that, because I still called her every morning, took care of that at least partially. But I think that could be a better practice for me as a sponsor to instill that. Maybe I'm not better, but more consistently. And of course, the 12th step, the anonymity, carrying the message. That first conversation is, you will be sponsoring. That's part of that beginning information. We've been taught working on anonymity this whole time. And then the spiritual, one thing I'll tell you too is that because I did those morning calls, when I first started calling, I would go in my mind going, this is so ridiculous. What am I supposed to say? So I'd bitch and moan about Houston traffic and this and that. Until one day, a week or two later, she would say, you didn't mention the traffic this morning. And I went, yeah, well, so what? She says, you had a little spiritual experience. You had a spiritual experience. That's a spiritual experience. You let that go and your perspective has changed. And I needed to hear that because that 12th step, having had a spiritual awakening, seemed so far off. Like, what the what? So it's like, oh, okay, I can get on board with that. So she helped. And I do that with my sponsees. I point out when they have a different perspective, when the conversation doesn't center around their boss anymore, and it's moved on to, their mother-in-law or something. But all that was good for me to hear that something was moving, something was changing, and I needed to hear it. So she was real good about telling me that, and I do the same for my sponsees. blah blah blah. She su suggested, well, she early on she suggested 30 meetings in 30 days, which I balked at. I cried, blah blah blah. I did that, and then I did the other 60 and 60. But you know what? I learned so much. So most of the time, my sponsees just do it on their own because there's podcasts, there's all these different things. I don't even have to get them to do it. What I do need to do though is to get them to was recommend to me to don't to limit my discussion meetings, but get the step and tradition meetings and big book meetings. That's where I'm going to really see a shift in my growth, and I share that with them. So that was a good thing. My sponsor talked a lot about sharing in a general way. Not and sharing the mess with her, and in a meeting, share how I use the tools and the steps with whatever's going on, and not just vomit all over the meeting. That's not what the meeting's for. And so I share that with my folks, and to come from the I perspective, not the you or we. None of us are spokespersons for OA. I have my experience, strength, and help, and that's what I need to share, and that's what I encourage my sponsees to share. I also talk a lot about outside issues. I don't care if you got the best kitchen gadget in the world that changed your recovery and you lost 50 pounds doing this gadget. I don't want to hear about it in a meeting. If you need to talk about it, you can say, I found this new thing that's really helping my recovery. Get with me after the meeting. So we talk about outside issues. Go to different meetings. Go to different meetings than I don't go to. I think it's important for people to have their own meetings, their own being able to talk and stuff. I like that. I think the second sponsor I'll have, I'll just say real quick, she had me do these columns for my inventory of my food behavior, 0 through 10 years of age, 11 to 20, that type of thing. That was a different way. It worked, but it was different. And I think that's about it, y'all. I hope you got something out of that. It was kind of quick and dirty for me. But I hope it was fun going through this for myself, writing stuff down and remembering. And now it's over to y'all.